The next is the second part of the last day of Bhagavad Gita, given by His Divine Holiness Srila Mahavishnu Goswami Maharaj, recorded on October 6, 2001, in Sydney, Australia.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Then Balram tried to arrest him and bind him with the ropes, you know. So Krishna stopped Balram. He said, no, don't worry, let him go. Then again, next time he came. And this way, 17 times he came. And every time, Krishna chopped off the whole army, and Jarasandha was left. Balram will arrest Jarasandha, and he will again let loose. So Balram was upset with Krishna. He said, you are nonsense, Krishna. Every now and then, every night, 17 times now, he is coming with a large army, you kill, and again you let loose him, again he will come. So why, just finish him off. So he said to Balram, no, you don't know, he is my agent, he said. He brings all the sinful living entities to me. In one go, I just finish everything. Otherwise, I will have to visit everybody's house. A terrible job for me. So this is how, in the world center also, all the sinful living entities were there. And in one go, he just finished. It's all Krishna's plan. We cannot blame here and there. We don't see Krishna, that's why we are beating about the bush. Nobody has any capacity to do anything. It's only Krishna's arrangement. And we should learn the lessons out of it. Then at least we should stop the unconscious killing in the form of the abortions. Never enter into it. That is the most sinful activity. And as soon as the Vedic culture is absent, these sinful activities will be there. If there is no Vedic culture, there is no Brahminical principle, there are no regulated principles, then you cannot survive. Anybody comes and gives you something and doesn't care for the regulated principles, then he is nobody for us. He is enemy. As soon as you come to Prabhupada, the first thing we have to do is to get up at 4 o'clock. That is Prabhupada. And that's why people may hesitate to come to Prabhupada, because nobody wants to get up at 4 o'clock. And those who are already there, they also find different pretexts to sleep. So please, it is not our legacy. Mangala Arati must be performed. You may fix your time, but try to perform. That is legacy, and that is a peculiarity. And then 4 regulated principles. Knowingly or unknowingly, they guide us like a lighthouse. That if you don't follow these 4 regulated principles, don't gamble, don't eat fish, meat or eggs, don't have any illicit connections with women, and last one, don't intoxicate beer, whiskey, or tea, coffee even. These people are habituated to take tea, but as soon as they enter the temple, they stop tea, coffee also. It's unnecessary expense and intoxication. So these are the light, like lighthouse, they guide our life. And this is what Prabhupada gives. Otherwise, anywhere you go, you can do anything, everything, and come. That's it. And you are liberated. You are God. I am God. Everybody is God. And they are all in illusion. Everybody is God. God, God, God. How many gods we have? And we learn that God is only one, without a second. That is the Vedic teaching. So this is how, please save yourself from the misguidance. And not only this, but Jarasandha then, again 18th time, he was preparing. And in the meantime, Narad Muni was there again to create more trouble. So he went to Kalyavan. He was about 20 kilometers from Mathura. And Yavan, you know, his name was Kalyavan. So Kalyavan was very powerful. And he wanted to create trouble. He said, there is nobody for me to fight. With whom I should fight? He asked Narad. Narad said, yes, you should fight with Krishna. He is in Mathura. And you can fight and you will be satisfied. So Kalyavan prepared with the Mahas again, with large army. He walked and attacked Mathura. And Krishna knew that Jarasandha now will try to take this opportunity again to attack Mathura. So then Krishna thought that we must make some arrangement for my relatives and everybody to be completely safe. And no human being should walk there. So Krishna selected a spot near Dwarka. And he went all the way taking all everybody. And he erected a fort, nice fort. And even now the remnants of the fort are there near Dwarka, near Bet Dwarka. There is an archaeological department in Dwarka. And they are carrying on some research. They can't find much, but on the clear day, in the sunshine, we can see the walls of the fort. So this is not myth. It's an actual fact. And Krishna, when his relatives were so many, that from all the coastal line, from Dwarka to Bhavnagar, it's all big coastal line in Gujarat. It was all full. So Krishna wanted to have much more bigger place for to just educate his children, his family's children. Some 1,70,000 teachers were required. So how many children should be there? So it was a very large family. So he wanted a house, it was somewhere safe. And so he erected a fort. And in the middle of the ocean, he requested the ocean to give 100 square mile land. And then he promised the ocean that after I leave the planet, you can take your land back. And this is on a lease. Ocean granted him 100 square miles. And therein, he built a nice fort and Dwarka Nagari within no time. He had so many skyscrapers. Unfortunately, there were no terraces at that time to go into the skyscrapers. But like Singapore, Singapore is a replica of Dwarka. Dwarka was full of skyscrapers. And you can imagine the prosperity of Vishwakarma had built that city. And then once everybody was safe there, then Krishna came back to Mathura. And then Kalyan was waiting, shouting for Krishna. And he had never seen Krishna. Only Narad Muni had described him, how Krishna looks like. And then Krishna came out of the city. And without any army, without any weapons, nothing at all. And he started walking. And Kalyan could recognize that this is Krishna. So he wanted to catch him, you know. And he had so many chariots, so large army, and Krishna was just walking. He was not able to catch him. Krishna could never be arrested by the atheist attitude. By our own endeavor, we cannot do. Brahma tried to find out his source, entering the stem of the lotus for millions of years, and he couldn't find him. But as soon as he meditated, as soon as he became devotee, the devotional service catches him. Bhaktya mama vijanati. Bhakti is the only way where Krishna could be caught. Otherwise, Duryodhana and Karna, when Krishna wanted to mediate between the Pandus and Kauravas, he went to Duryodhana's assembly. Dhritarashtra was there, Bhishma was there, Drona was there, everybody was there. And he requested, please, we don't want war at all. Just give 5 villages and the Pandus will be satisfied. Instead, giving any good answer, Karna, Dushasana and Shakuni, all these 3 people had a conspiracy. They wanted to arrest Krishna. But they didn't know that by their own endeavor, Nobody can arrest Krishna. So they wanted to arrest Krishna and put him in jail and forget about everything. Pandavas will lose everything and will be eternally king, they thought. As soon as they tried to arrest Krishna, Krishna was already standing outside the assembly. This is by our own endeavor, we cannot catch him. But he will definitely appear on the lotus of your heart if there is unflinching devotional service. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram. And within no time, he will be with you. Gajendra in elephant body, he just chanted half name, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda. He was not able to pronounce the whole name. And even then, as soon as he heard, he took Garuda and came back to Gajendra. This is devotional service. Otherwise, on your own endeavor, you can't do. Kala even started following Krishna. And Krishna walked, walked, walked. He was shouting, screaming at him, you are coward, you are this, I want to fight with you, come in front of me. And Krishna was walking. You know. Eventually, he showed that he is a bit tired. So he climbed the hill and entered one cave. And this Kalyan thought, this coward is very tired now. That's why he's gone into the cave. And after going into the cave, Krishna disappeared. And Kalyan was very proud. He entered the cave. And because of pride, he wanted to fight with him. He said, now I'm going to kill him. Now he is in the cave. And all the soldiers are standing there to look that the Krishna doesn't flee out. So then Kalyan entered and there was a person sleeping there. So Kalyan thought that Krishna is taking rest. And Krishna was not there, it was his arrangement. Muchukund was there. And Muchukund had helped the demigods to fight with the demons for so many years. And when demigods found out another commander, they requested Muchukund. Without sleep, he fought for many, many years. So naturally he was very tired. So demigods told them, now you please go and take rest. So if you want any benediction, we can give you the benediction. So he asked that, I don't want any other benediction. I am going to the cave and I am taking rest. Nobody should disturb me. Give me this benediction. And if anybody tries to disturb me, then he should be burned to death by my sight. These are the benediction he obtained from the demigod. And Muchukund was sleeping there. As soon as this one entered into it, he kicked Muchukund. And Muchukund somehow they opened his eyes, red eyes, you know. Because his sleep was not complete. So eyes were completely red. And Krishna's mercy, you know, during sleep, our eyes are nourished by supplying the blood. Otherwise this sight will not be there every day. Every day Krishna arranges. You know, as soon as car stops, you may give it to garage and they repair it or oil it or lubricate it or something. The same way when we close our eyes in deep sleep, that lubrication is going on. So the eyes were very red. And as soon as he saw this Kalyan, he was burned to death. And his army was completely morose. They thought, they didn't see a Kalyan burning. So they said, Krishna is finished. And our Kalyan will come back. So they returned without him to Mathura. And Krishna came out there. Again, just finished off the army. Then Jarasandha was waiting. Jarasandha came again running. With a large army again, Jarasandha was there. But now Krishna was at ease because his whole family was in Dwarka Fort, completely safe away from there. And all these things, inconceivable energy, he could erect everything and he could send all the population there. And then when Jarasandha came, again Krishna decided that he is a large army, so as if he showed that he is afraid. He can never be afraid. But he showed that he is afraid and he just wanted to run away. So he came out of Mathura again and started walking. Jarasandha started following. And again shouting and screaming, and you're coward and this and that and that and that. Krishna went near the hill, and Krishna and Balram, they climbed the hill. Jarasandha could not find him again. So he thought that I must destroy Krishna now. This is the chance when I can destroy. So he burned the whole hill by the oil. Must have got oil from the Middle East. And all oil was poured, and the whole hill was on the fire. And now he said, definitely both the brothers are dead. And Krishna, by his own potency, Balram and Krishna, they jumped from the other side. In one of the Bhagavatam, we have a nice photograph of that. And that's why he is known as Ranachoda, you know. Because he left the battlefield and went away. That's why his name is Ranchod. And we have in near Ahmedabad, there is a Dakor, very nice place, wherein this Ranchodji is situated. So many people walk to the temple day, every week or every Purnima day, full moon day, they walk to Ranchodji. These are few of the pastimes. And this way, unlimited pastimes are there. The thing is, we should always remember that unless you come to this, our anguish or the material misery will never stop. Any other means will not work. That is for certain. You have to have unflinching devotion service to Krishna. And with this, we'll sing one Madhura Ashtakam. Try to see them. Please sing after me. Adaram Madhuram, Vadanam Madhuram, Nayanam Madhuram, Asitam Madhuram, Hridayam Madhuram, Gamanam Madhuram, Madhuradipater Akhilam Madhuram. Everything regarding Krishna is sweet. Please loudly sing. Adaram Madhuram. Adaram. His lips are sweet. Adaram Madhuram. Vadanam Madhuram. Nayanam Madhuram. Hasitam Madhuram. Hridayam Madhuram. Gamanam Madhuram. Madhuradipaker Akhilam Madhuram. Instead of singing Madhur regarding Krishna, you know, we sing something else, you know. What is Karam Madhuram? Australiam Madhuram, Dollaram Madhuram, Wifeam Madhuram, Madhuradipater, Dollaram, Akhilam Madhuram. We completely change. Please don't change. If you change, the consciousness changes. You know, many times going to Singapore, we have to put on the normal clothes. So as soon as you put on the clothes, you forget Mahamantra. It's just clothes, you know. Just we change from saffron to white or something and put on some karmi clothes and that funny cap. Oh man, in Dwarka, because of television, our Gandhi cap is available for 10 rupees. The price is 10 rupees. And nice white cap, you know. So the sun can be very well protected. This white color is cool and it reflects the heat. But in Dwarka, they will buy black cap, that American flap, you know. And after midnight they will put on. I told this flap is meant to protect you from the sun. So there is no sun. Why are you putting it now? In television they put after midnight. So this is a completely madness, you know. And that cap costs nearly 75 rupees. In 75 rupees you can have 10 caps, white caps, and change every day, you know. But we are complicating our life with this material thing. Please come to this and somehow or the other make the life perfect. This is our request. And this way we should now complete here. We are already, no, we are finishing at 1 o'clock. Up to 1? 2? Oh, so plenty of time is there. That's nice. This, once we come to this, then we have already understood that just thinking about the pastimes of Krishna, that itself gives us the remedy for everything. And we have so many other ways. One Pralamba was there, and Pralamba Sur was very expert. He was very expert. And he was employed by Kansa. And then he was sent. He said, you go unrecognized and Krishna will never recognize you and you finish Krishna and Balram. He said, leave it to me, I will do your job. And he went and intermingled when Balram was playing. And this Pralamba took the shape of Gop, nice Gop, no coward boy. And he entered the group. Krishna knew that he is there. But Krishna did not show that he is recognizing. As soon as he entered in the group, he was completely overtaken by the idea that now within no time, Krishna and Balram will be finished. And this is how we also take for granted that where is Krishna? I don't see Krishna. I can destroy everything. I don't follow anything and I will go with my own life. This is how always we deal. And as soon as we deal about these things, then Krishna has his own way to finish us off. Duryodhana also thought that what, Krishna is an ordinary person. What can he do? So that's why he didn't select Krishna. When the Kurukshetra war was fixed, Duryodhana and Arjuna both went one day to ask help from Krishna. And Krishna was taking rest that time. So, both of them sat. Duryodhana sat near the head of Krishna. And Arjuna humbly went and sat near the lotus feet. So generally when we open our eyes, we see towards Krishna, towards the legs. So as soon as Krishna was awake, he saw Arjuna first. And he asked, oh, you are here? He said, no. Duryodhana shouted, no, I came first. He said, oh, you are also here. Both of you, what are you doing here? He said, see, Duryodhana said, it is now decided, as you know, there is going to be war between us. So we ask your help. So Krishna said, then both of you must get help from me. So I'll tell you that on one side I have my whole army and on the other side I have only myself. And I will not take any weapon in my hand and only speak. So Duryodhana thought, I have plenty of speakers with me. This one will eat khichdi and he going yap, 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 yap. I don't want that. Instead, his well-equipped army I'll have and I'll defeat him then. So he selected the army. So there was no other way for Arjuna. Arjuna says, good, there you are taking army. I wanted Krishna. So eventually Krishna went with him. And because Duryodhana himself was not that bad, when Draupadi's 10 children were killed and Ashwatthama ran, that time Duryodhana was dying with the club of the Bhima, and he was on the battlefield. Arjuna, this Ashwatthama running, went to Duryodhan to give the good news, he thought. He said, I have finished Pandavas, because all their children are killed. Hearing Duryodhan said that this is not good. Killing the persons who are behaving obnoxiously. They are already killed by their own sinful activities. And this is when Sakarna Dushasana Saubalanam. Sakarna Dushasana and Saubal. There is Karna, Dushasana and Shakuni. This was the bad association name. Sakarna Dushasana Saubalanam. Kumantra Pakena Ata Shriyayusham. Kumantra Pakena means bad advice, misdirection. That was present there in these three. And Krishna was very particular. Krishna definitely knew that if Duryodhan wins, then Bharatvarsha will be under the control of Afghanistan. Gandhari was from Afghanistan. So Krishna did not want to do that. And that is his very nice this idea. Sakarna Dusha Sana Saubalanam Kumantra Pakena Hata Shriyayusham. When you have bad advice, bad association, Dusang. As soon as the Dusang is there, the result is Hata Shriya Ayusham. Your all opulence and the life is completely destroyed. This is the effect of the bad association. Dharvams bhajasva satatam teja loka dharman. It's very nicely said in Bhagavatam. Dharmam bhajasva satatam. Always please engage yourself in your own activities honestly. Teja loka dharman. Don't accept any other people's activities. And with this dharmam bhaja, sevasva sadhu purushan, you please continue welcoming saints and sages in your house. That is our culture. Or good people at least, if the saints and sages are absent. Then your house will be purified by the good association. Sevasva sadhu purushan, jahi kama trishnan, kama and trishna, lusty desires, and hankering over the material things, please get it under control. And the most important thing is instructed in the third line. Anyasya guna dosha chintanam ashu muktva. Anyasya guna dosha chintanam ashu muktva. Immediately please stop anyasya, others, good qualities, thinking about good qualities or bad qualities. Most of the time, we think about the bad qualities of the others. And this tendency destroys our own devotional service that we don't know. That's why Shastras are very clear. Anyasya guna dosha chintanam ashu muktva seva katha rasam aho nitaram pibatvam. Seva and katha always should be engaged in. This is a clear instruction. And Duryodhan did not understand this. The result was, because of pride and false ego, the whole race was completely wiped out. And Pralamba did not have this idea at all. He was also Asura. Those who are not Sura, they are Asura. Sura means demigods. And demigods are all good qualities. Where Asura are without any good qualities. There is nice verse in Bhagavatam to describe this Sura and Asura. Yasyasti bhakti bhagavati akinchana. Yasyasti bhakti, those who are having unflinching devotional service. And question is there that how to follow the devotional activities with our own busy lifestyle. That is our main problem. We are very busy. Early in the morning we have to run to the job or business or whatever. We have to maintain ourselves in this foreign atmosphere. You people know how much penance, how much tapasharya you are doing for just maintenance and for the sake of amassing some wealth. After a while, you may get used to the foreign life. Otherwise, it's very difficult. This is, he said, yasasti bhakti hi bhagavati akinchana. Please, somehow or the other, your activities, other people may do anything and everything. Your activities should be completely purified. Those who are with Krishna or chanting Krishna's names, they don't go here and there and do anything dishonestly. We can't do. Hypocritically we cannot do anything. This is the way to interview the devotional service. Should we interwoven in our own material activities. So that 24 hours a day, you don't forget the connection with Krishna. As soon as there is no connection, we are useless. This light is shining. But somewhere or other through the meter, it is connected to the powerhouse. Otherwise, if you cut that connection, then this bulb will look like a bulb, but you don't have any potency of the bulb. You will also look like a human being, but you lose completely the potency of human being. You must be connected to the supreme reservoir with the unlimited and inconceivable energy at his disposal. And then only you will be able to shine, or your life will be having some meaning. This is yasasti bhakti bhagavati akinchana. Those who are devotees of the Lord. Sarvahi gunahi tatra samasate suraha. All good qualities assemble in him. This Pralamba was completely ignorant about this. Because he asura. Sura means yasasti bhakti bhagavati akinchana. And as soon as you become sura, means sarvahi gunahi tatar samasate sura. And guna, the king guna is that in any situation we are completely satisfied. There is no bad situation for us. Everything is good because we have unblinking faith in Krishna's plan. And we don't know those plans. Whatever he does is always good for us. We may feel that it's bad. Eventually it turns out to be good. Any situation doesn't, we don't budge at all from our own situation. Why? Because our place is completely fixed with Krishna. These all flickering situations are very temporary. They come and go. And that's why it is said, the sarvahi gunahi tatra samasate suraha. All the good qualities are assembled in. There was one girl I know, young girl. She was in so very difficult position. And she was staying in the temple in London. So herself, she was miserable, completely miserable condition. But even then, in that miserable condition also, because the association was there and the devotional service was there, she was able to help other girls to find a job in the restaurant of the temple. She didn't get the job. She didn't want to work in the temple and get the money. But she was helping other girls to get the jobs in the restaurant. This is how somebody in your miserable condition also, you will have capacity to help others. And that is Vaishnavas. Brahmanas are self-satisfied. That's why they are liked by Krishna. And Vaishnavas always perform the welfare activities for the good of all other living entities. And the greatest welfare activity Vaishnavas perform under the instructions of Saint Saji, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Prabhupada, that they distribute Harinam. That is the most munificent activity they perform. And that's why Vaishnavas and Brahmanas are liked by Vishnu. And this is Bhagavatam verse. Then why? In their miserable condition also, They are able to help the others. Krishna gives the capacity. How Vaishnavas become Kalpataru? How you go to Vaishnava, you ask something and they get it, they give it to you. One boy I knew, he didn't know Prabhupada, but Vedic culturally, how powerful was it? That as soon as he attained the age of 14, 15 years age, since then, he was daily following puja in his own house. And at 5 o'clock he will get up, he will go to the river in the town, bring the fresh water from there, and with that river water, worship Krishna, make fresh prasadam, and before the day dawns, the prasadam was ready, and everything was ready. Very happy. And he was a very ordinary boy, working in one of the cow centers. And even then, anybody tells him to get something, he will get it. I don't know from where he could arrange. Bhakti gives you everything. And bhakti is not new to us. From since generations, we are in this process. And because of that, we have unflinching faith in it. And then you go further to the, in this verse, and he says that harau abhaktasya kuto mahat guna. If Hari is abhakta, you are abhakta, you are non-devotee, kuto mahat guna, from where you are going to get good qualities? And that is what the public at large we see. Because they are misdirected not to believe in the Lord, or there is nothing like it. So they are miserable in condition. And there are no good qualities at all. They will cheat each other, they will kill each other, everything they can do. Our population is peaceful. Why? Because we have the connection of Krishna. And many times we have to suffer for that. But we don't mind, because suffering or enjoyment is very temporary here. At the most, what will happen? We'll be killed. That's all. Nothing more than that. This is the Harava Bhaktasya Kuto Mahat Guna. They cannot have any good quality. And this was Pralamba. The Pralamba did not have any good quality. And that's why he decided on his own strength that he can within no time kill Krishna and Balram. Proud. The demonic quality is there, full of pride. They think that they are all in all. Everybody is a scratch. That is. There was one village, you know. And in that village, there was a very nice Brahmana. He was able to recite all the Vedas and all the Karmakandi things he was going on. And there was an humble cobbler, you know. He was just mending the shoes and trying to earn his living. And he was quite nice devotee. Brahma also claimed that he is also devotee. But he is already, he knows Vedas, he knows everything. So he was very proud of his. So one day Narada Muni walked through the village. And Narada Muni was chanting. He said, I am going to see Krishna. Now I am going to see Krishna. If you have any message, please tell me. So the Brahmana walked to Narada Muni. He said, are you going to see your Krishna? Your Krishna, he said. He said, yes, I am going to see the Lord, he said, tomorrow. Have you any message to give? Yes. He said, ask your Krishna, when am I going to be liberated? It's arrogant, you know, completely. Narayan said, all right, I'll pass on your message. No, don't only pass on, but tell me what is the answer when you come back. All right, I'll do it. Then he walked, and he happened to cross over Kobler, you know. So Kobler saw that he is going to see Krishna tomorrow. Are you going to meet our Lord? He said. Yes, he is. Have you any message? So he was very scared, you know. But he asked somebody, he said, please, on my behalf, just ask Krishna, is there any chance I will be liberated this time? But he knew that he will not be liberated. And please let me know the answer when you come back. And how is the Lord and everything, I want to know. So Narada went to see Krishna. Krishna was enjoying his own pastime. And Narada said, you have two messages from one village, you know. He said, what is that? One is nice Brahmana said, he knows all the Vedas. He is very learned. He is everything. and he has asked you whether there is any chance of liberation, when is he going to be liberated? Because he is sure that he will be liberated. So Krishna said, after 100 lives he will be liberated. Narvin could not understand. Narvin said, Krishna, are you in your senses? The man knows all the Vedas. He's very nice. And you say 100 lives, why 400 lives? He said, Narad, you will not understand. So he said, there is another message from Kobler. He said, all the time he mended the shoes. And he has also asked you whether he is there any chance of his liberation? He said, go and tell him that he will be liberated this life. Narada was completely upset with Krishna. He said, definitely Krishna, you are mad now. Excuse me, but you don't have any capacity now. He said, the man who doesn't chant, doesn't, just does his work, and how can he be liberated this life? I don't see your point at all. He said, Narada, you do one thing, that when you go down to the earth planet, they will ask you, what is my message? So tell them, both of them, that I was very busy, and they will ask you, what you are busy in? So tell them that I was passing the elephant through the needle hole. And then you will learn, he said, what I am telling. So Narada said, this is strange again. But Krishna, you know what you are doing. So I will pass your message. So somewhere there, Narada came back chanting again to the village. The Brahmin was standing there. You know. Did you meet your Krishna? Yes, I met the Lord. He said. So what was his answer? The Lord was very busy. You know. He doesn't do anything. What was he busy in? He was passing an elephant through the needle hole. A rascal, number one fool, he said. Has he any sense? Such a big elephant cannot be passed through the needle hole. Even a child can know this. Your Krishna doesn't know this much. Narada understood that this son is completely faithless. So Krishna was correct that he will require 100 times. Then he went to Kobler. And Kobler was afraid to ask. He knew that he is not going to be liberated. So Kobler said, did you see the Lord? Yes, he said, I saw it. I saw. Oh. So how is the Lord? He's all right? Everything is all right with him. What did you see? What was he doing? He said, he was passing the elephant through the needle hole. Oh, he said, for our Lord, nothing is impossible. And he was sitting under a banyan tree, you know. So he showed the one seed, banyan seed. And he said, if he can squeeze the tree into that small seed, he can definitely pass the elephant to the... God, I hate you. Anyway. So, then he showed the seed, as I told you, and he was very submissive, and he knew the potency of the Lord, that if he can squeeze the seed in, a big tree in the seed, what is difficult in passing the elephant through the needle hole? He can do anything he likes. This is the difference. Regarding the material possessions, we may be arrogant, proud. And pride always gives us arrogance. And if you behave arrogantly with Krishna, then there is no chance. We have to completely submissive. Always very namra, always very humble and humility. Phalino namanti vrikshaha. Vriksha means our trees. If they are full of fruits, they will bend down. If there is no fruit, then it will be straight standing. going to the sky and few leaves there only. So that high tree doesn't give any shade and no fruits. It's only high. Falinamanti Uksha Gunina Namanti Janaha. But those who are proud, they will prefer breaking down than to be bent down. Big trees are wiped off when there is a flood in the river. Small grass can survive with it bends down. And this way only you can go to Krishna or capture Krishna and he will obey you. Sadhu radayam mayam. Sadhu nam radayam tu aham. He says to Durvasa when he insulted Ambarish Maharaj. He says, please don't berate the sadhus. Simple person. Sadhu means it's not you have to keep chitta or beard or change your clothes or something. No, no, no. If you change it's well and good. And otherwise it's not required. And he says that such simple person who has a submissive attitude in a devotional service, sadhu radayam mayam, sadhu my heart, he says. And sadhu nam to radayam aham, and I'm their heart. And then he gives the reason in the second line. And the reason is very clear. Madhanet tena jananti. Apart from me, they don't know anything else. And nam te bhyo manayakapi. I also don't know apart from them. And this is how the sadhu quality, the simple life, and very submissive attitude, with a simple devotional service, by chanting his names in Kali Yuga, you can just be there. There is no delay. Bhavami Nachirat Patha. There is not a single delay. As soon as you chant, you are there. And this is a very easy way to take ourselves from the material platform to the inconceivable spiritual platform. In order to have connection with Krishna, we must have the spiritual tendency. Material tendencies cannot get us there. You have to have the spiritual tendency. This one wanted to capture Krishna or kill Balram or whatever, but he wanted to do it naughtily. And that's why they have to make so many plans. And he entered the Gopas, in the Gopas form. And eventually, Krishna being Swarat, he knew everything. So the play went on, and two parties were divided. One party was Krishna's party, another party was Balram's party. And as soon as it was divided, this Pralamba was in Balram's party. Now he said, in Krishna's party, Pralamba was in Krishna's party. So it so happened, Krishna's arrangement, that Krishna's party lost the game. So the punishment was, every devotee from this party should carry the devotees from that party and take them for 2 kilometers. So this Pralamba said, now this is the chance. I will take Balram on my back and kill him. Very easy. It looked like that Balram is going to be killed now. So as soon as he took Balram on his back and started running. So instead of running on the chalked out path, he was taking him away from the path. And he wanted to run away to the fields and mountains and where he can kill Balram. Balram immediately recognized. And then Balram became so very heavy. Balram, you know, Balram, that is named Balram. So very heavy that this Pralamba could not carry him. And it was impossible to carry him. So he assumed his own demonic form which was very big, you know. And he said, by my strength I will kill Balram. And when he became big, Balram just struck his head with his fist and he was completely dead. These stories, the atheist may not believe. But we know that any time when the person is to die, he experiences these feasts. This when Putana was squeezed. Krishna drank the milk out of her breast and he sucked up the life also. And that shloka is wonderful to describe how we die with these symptoms. Sa muncha muncha lamite prabhashini. She was shouting, screaming, that muncha muncha, you just leave me alone, leave me alone. Krishna said, I didn't come to you, you have come to me. Now I won't leave you. And then, nishpidyamana khila jeeva marmani. On our vital parts of our body, the unknown pressure is there at the time of death. All vital, and the most vital part is our heart. Somebody, the heart is suffocated and you can't breathe. Nishpidyamana khila jeeva marmani. Marma means subtle parts, vital parts of our body, they are pressed. And as soon as they are pressed, you cannot escape. Then unwillingly, you have to die. And then we try to shake off our hands and legs and this and that, in order to relieve the pressure. But we can't do that. And Prasinna Gatra, Kshipati Rurodha, she started loudly crying and she was completely full of perspiration in the body. This is what happens in at the time of death. It's not whether Krishna comes to kill or not. He is the one who is killing. And when the killings are there, then we must know that it is his arrangement. And the population burden increases. He could destroy the armies together, because it was his arrangement that now the burden must be less. He knows how to keep the balance of the living entities. And creation and destruction is definitely his arrangement. Every material object is created, every material object is maintained, and every material object is destroyed. And because the destruction is there, because of the excessive attachment to the object, we are miserable or happy. If it is created, we are happy. If it is destroyed, we are miserable. But those who come to Krishna, they very clearly see these things. Material nature we can see, that here nothing survives. We think that this hall is going to survive for long. No. The day is bound to come when the wood gets rotten, the walls will fall down, and it will be beyond repairing at all. At the moment it is maintained. And then we can scream and shout because the hall is gone. The same thing is our body also. And this Pralamba did not understand this. So in ignorance, they tried to kill so many times Krishna. And eventually, Kansa was completely fed up when his own associates, they were killed. Then he sent Akrura to Vrindavan to face Krishna and Balaram. And eventually, because of that, the Vrajavasis were upset with Akrura. Akrura is a very nice devotee of Krishna. When he saw Ramanareti, he came to Ramanareti. Our temple is situated in Ramanareti. So Akrura said it came to Ramanareti, and he was ecstatic to see the sand on which he saw the prints of lotus feet of Krishna. And he completely fell down on the sand. He was so very unflinching devotee. But Kansa's association just gave him a bit of sinful attitude. And this way, again and again, he was slipping down. This case should never happen. That's why we should remember Krishna's pastime regarding Satrajit king. Satrajit was ordinary king, but he was in the jurisdiction of Dwarka. And he was a very good devotee of sun god. So because of unflinching devotion to sun, he became friendly to Sun God. And as soon as he was friendly with Sun God, Sun God, in order to thank him, he gave him a nice jewel. It is known as Shyamantak jewel. And it was as bright as the sun. So this one became very proud. He said, Krishna is nonsense and nothing he has. How nice jewel I have, you know. And he was always putting on the jewel. And he had a habit to move about in Dwarka. So one day, with the jewel on his chest, he was moving about. People thought the sun god has come. He was shining like sun, you know. So people then run into Krishna and pray to Krishna that you are the supreme absolute truth. And that's why many times the demigods also come to see you. And they gave the information that today Surya Narayan has come to see you. So Krishna knew. Krishna told them that it's not Surya. It is not sun. It's Satyajit king. He is wearing the jewel. So Krishna was not surprised really. So this one, this Satyajit, wanted to show that he is more powerful and more lucky to have such a nice jewel. And that jewel was not ordinary jewel. But every day it was giving the owner 170 pounds of gold. We like to have that jewel, isn't it? One jewel is enough for Australia. You can divide the gold. And no need of working. This was the government. And wherever the jewel was present, there won't be any famine or natural disasters. Always the people will be happy. This is the quality of the jewel. So Satyajit was very much attached to that jewel. When he saw Krishna one day, Krishna said to him that all best things must be given to the king, so that he will take care of it. Because wealth, excessive wealth, has its own inabilities. Always excessive wealth, if we have too much wealthy person, then he has to suffer so much, you know. And not only that, but many times he is killed because of the wealth. Our Ambarish Ford we have, you know, Ford, one grandson of Ford, this bodybuilder in America. And he happened to see me as a senior Lachua. He said, Maharaj, I want one benediction. He said, Ambarish, and what benediction you want? You are swimming in dollars. Now what more you want? He said, no, give me benediction. The next life, I may not have any money with me. He's so very troubled. Every day, he said, I get nearly 500 emails asking for this and asking for that and asking for that. And they threat him. He's a nice devotee. Very, very simple devotee. He helps the temple and he has seen Mahaprabhu project. He is the chief donor. But this is how excessive wealth, if it is not used for Krishna, then it becomes a burden. Some or the other, preaching activities must go on. And then the wealth is well utilized. Then it's not risky. People like it then because you are doing some benevolent work. And you become Vaishnava to further the welfare activities for the public at large. So that's the best use of the wealth. But Satyajit didn't want to lose this Samantha jewel. So he ignored the advice of Krishna. And he built a nice temple, you know, for this Samantha jewel. And he installed, instead of deity, the jewel was installed there. This is how our conditioned life is. The reality we miss, and what is not to be done, we do it. And then we are in a miserable condition. Maybe get killed also. So this is how, then the jewel was established there. Then people were looking after it, and Satyajit also daily was visiting the temple to worship the jewel and collect the gold, you know. So within no time he was very rich, excessively rich. And one day it so happened, that his brother, Prasen, he wanted to wear the jewel. He said, why my brother, elder brother, always puts on, I will also put on. So he wore the jewel, took out from the temple. And he went to the forest to hunt. It was nice shining jewel, so in the evening also I can hunt. So he went there. Eventually, one lion was attracted to his jewel in the forest. So lion wanted the jewel. So lion killed that person and took the jewel into his cave. This is how, for wealth, excessive wealth, many times we are killed. You know. So as soon as the lion took the jewel, there was Jambuan, you know. So he saw the jewel and he killed the lion with his hand, you know. He was very powerful. And he was Ram Bhakta, very unflinching Ram Bhakta. He was with Lord Ram when Ram wanted to cross over from South India to Lanka on Ram Setu. And he was there to supervise the building of the Ram Setu. So very unflinching duty. But he was there and he was attracted. He was not attracted that much for gold or something. But he had a son. So he wanted to do the jewel for the son to play. And he has a nice, in the tunnel, he had a nice cave house. Nobody could enter there. Nobody will know that the jewel is in the cave. So he took the jewel in the cave and he gave the jewel to his son. And one nurse was with the son. So she was looking after the maidservant was looking after the son. And Jamwan was very happy. On the other side, in Dwarka, when Prasen did not return, again there was trouble in the mind of Satrajit. Satrajit thought that Krishna wanted this jewel. So Krishna has killed my brother and took the jewel. Unnecessarily, he started blaspheming Krishna. So Krishna heard about it. Krishna said, now, I must prove that I didn't take the jewel. I did not kill the Prasen. So Krishna wanted to remove this blasphemy. So he took some citizens with him, Dwarka citizens, and went to the forest to look. He knew everything, but just to show the people. So he found out that lion has killed Prasenji. And eventually, lion was squeezed his neck by hand, by Jamwan. And at the moment, the jewel is with Jamwan. And it was a long tunnel before they entered the cave. So nobody would dare to enter the dark cave. That remnants of that cave is also near Porbandar even now. We can see from above, there is a light, bit of light in the cave, and the tunnel goes. I don't know how far the tunnel goes. But we can go down to the hall, big hall is there, underneath. It's near Porbandar, near Porbandar in Dwarka. So then what happened that Krishna said, you please stay outside, I'll go inside, and I'll try to find out where the jewel is. Because Krishna wanted to prove that he did not do this activity, to show the people. He knew everything. So eventually, Krishna went inside, went long way, and he came to the place of Jambuan. And therein his son was playing with the jewel, and maidservant was there. So maidservant could recognize Krishna. So she started screaming. She thought some dacoit has entered the cave. She started screaming. And the Jamwan heard the screams and he thought that there is some danger somewhere. So what happened that Jamwan became very angry, you know. And in anger, you may come across Krishna in your life, but you will not recognize. So that's why in Bhagavad Gita,
Please continue on to the last part, the last day of Bhagavad Saptah.